the purpose of the story is that we have to be vulnerable with our story so that people can see themselves in our story, because our story is their story. Somewhere along the lines, you're like, shit, man, like that, I can relate to that, because we all go through this journey.
Are you ready to uncover your highest purpose, passion, and potential in life? Then you should know the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. Do you have a dream to get in better shape, heal relationships, or even create true financial freedom? Whatever it is, understand that the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. If you're ready to unlock your greatest potential, erase limiting beliefs, and be guided on the journey of creating your dream life, then you're in the right place. This is The Higher Self with your host, Danny Morrell.
Hey friends, on this week of The Higher Self, I'm going to be sharing with you a little bit more of the intimate conversations that I had with my co-author of my new book that's coming out, because we got such a great review on the last episode that we did like this. And we're going to be sharing with you a lot, moments after I sold the company, parts of my relationship, and how all that worked out, and even when I started receiving some of my spiritual gifts. So I hope you enjoyed this week, and potentially even next week. And if you have any questions, leave them or comment wherever you're watching this video. Once again, this week's episode of The Higher Self. To me, in my journey, selling the company was such a huge step for me, because it was two things. Number one, I always had this feeling and this notion that I was going to help, not millions, Jack, but like hundreds of millions of people. But there was no way that I could do that in that industry. The energy was too dense for me. It was just too dense for me, and it put me in a box. To this day, you feel me in the conversations going kind of back and forth between, like, you know, real estate coach. You know, it's still there. Like, I'm still working on this, because I know what we're really going to do. This conversation you and I having, this is the conversation I want to have with the world. That'll all come, but that was a part of it for me. And even moving here, Jack, like, I don't think people understand, like, the place you lived, it's energy. California right now, if I was still in California right now, half of what has happened in my life and in my spiritual life would not have happened. The energy is too dense. It's too dark right. The second was, I knew I had to get out of the real estate industry. I had to get out of the real estate industry, because I knew that it was like that industry for me, it was money. As much as I didn't want it to be, you know, and God bless other people, if they have found a way to make it not about that, like, at the core, in my psychology, in my heart, in my spirit, in my soul, it was about money. Now what I do what I do, and money is just like a byproduct of it. Like, I don't even think about it. That's why, Jack, in our group conversations, you always hear me say, whatever we need to get, go get it. Because I know where we're going. I know how big this is going to be. And like, money is just not even, it's not an issue.
Yeah, I was thinking about your the pattern of your business life, how you started out with initial success and then the market crashed you, so you went down, you built back up again. And then, you know, you reached a point, I'm just thinking out loud, I'm not telling you, I'm just, you check me. You reached a point where that real estate business could have gone anywhere. You could have been the next worldwide real estate brokerage.
No, because you know why? Because always in my heart, see, this is a trip, Jack, and this is why I teach people, like, we are our creators. Always in my heart, I always knew I'm not that guy.
Okay.
But I would see, like, the older brokers and, like, their suit and their tie. And even when I was the suit and tie guy, I was like, that's not me. It was too transactional for me.
Yeah.
I love people. Like, I really genuinely love people. So when we have an awakening, for example, right? And there's people, like, they're freaking crying and they're healing. That's what I'm here for, man. And afterwards, we're all smiling and singing and hugging and loving each other. That's what I'm here for. That's it for me. You get me 25, 30,000 people in an auditorium. Watch, you're going to be here that day. We're going to be in an auditorium. Me and you're going to look at me. I'm going to be on stage and we're going to laugh. And everybody's going to be healing and loving each other and hug. We're going to change the freaking world. Watch.
The world is in need of a leader. We don't have it in politics. We don't have it in thought. Why not?
all we can do is just be the best that we can be at what we do, and let's see what happens, you know? But I know we're going to do big things. Now you know the story. I think the purpose of the story is that we have to be vulnerable with our story so that people can see themselves in our story, because our story is their story, right? Like, I'm sure, Jack, you're listening to me. Maybe it wasn't about business or money, but somewhere along the lines, you're like, shit, man, like that, I can relate to that. I can relate to that. You know, like, this is because we all go through this journey, right? So that's one part of it. The second part of it is the teaching part, which that you get from Awaken. And then the third part is the instructional part. Like, here's what to do. You know, here's, we're going to teach them meditation, breath work, the importance of yoga. We'll talk to them about plant medicine and what each plant medicine does. And I just want to give them everything.
And it seems to me that the things that drove your transformation were relationships, had to do with relationships. Do you agree with that, or your relationship with your mother, with your dad, with your brother's kids, with your kids, with Claudia, with the other woman? I mean, all that, that's what you've been telling me for three or four meetings now. Those are the trigger points.
Yeah, it's my weak point. Some people are like the best at relationships and then they struggle with money. I'm the opposite. It's, yeah, relationships is my thing that I need to work on. And that's why, like, the woman, my wife, whatever, that's why that's such a big deal for me, is because, like, I think it represents the ultimate, like, relationship, you know? And I think it'll bring me a lot of healing.
Yeah, I think those relationship bumps in the road that you hit, those are blessings. Without those, you would not have had the awakening.
That's it for this week's episode of The Higher Self. If you enjoyed this, please make sure to leave a 4 or 5 star rating, share it with all of your friends, all of your family members, and post any comments or questions that you may have, whether you're seeing this on my website, YouTube, podcast, Spotify, whatever the case may be. We really are here to help guide you to your highest self.